Appendix: Developing a Healthy Dating Relationship. In Western culture, marriage is typically preceded by a period of dating. In its broadest sense, a date is an appointment between a male and female who agree to spend a segment of time together for the purpose of getting better acquainted. There are two distinct stages of dating. The first is casual dating. Casual dating may or may not have romantic overtones. It may simply be two symphony devotees agreeing to attend the performance together and perhaps have dinner or dessert afterwards. Or it could be two cyclists who agree to do a 20-mile ride together on Saturday. If there is no romantic interest and no such interest develops after a period of casual dating, the couple will probably consider themselves friends and not think of their relationship as a dating relationship. Casual dating relationships are often accompanied by a romantic interest on the part of one or both individuals. However, the couple may have numerous dates without acknowledging this interest. The focus of casual dating is enjoying life together and sharing a common interest. Casual dating is typically non-exclusive. That is, one or both of the individuals may also have dating relationships with other people. While the one with strong romantic feelings may be emotionally hurt, knowing that the other person is dating someone else, they are not likely to verbalize their hurt because they know that no commitment has been made. Casual dating normally moves in one of three directions. If no romantic interest develops and they each have a strong common interest, they may develop a strong friendship that focuses on some common activity. These kinds of mutually enjoyable relationships often continue for years. A second possibility is that the casual dating relationship will end. Perhaps one of them has a strong romantic attraction and the other does not. This in itself may become a conflict that leads to ending the relationship. Or if neither has a romantic interest in the other and they have no strong mutual bond, the relationship dies a natural death. The third possibility is that in time, even if it were not present in the beginning, they each develop a strong romantic interest in the other. Their times together are mutually enjoyable, and they begin to think that they may be falling in love with each other. The relationship will move from casual dating to committed dating. Committed dating is much more serious than casual dating. It is normally perceived as an exclusive relationship. If one of them chooses to date someone else, the one who is betrayed will experience great pain. They will not hesitate to verbalize their pain, and the ensuing conversation will lead either to the breakup of the relationship or to a commitment to each other. It is this committed stage of dating that I wish to discuss in this appendix. I believe that developing a healthy dating relationship is the best preparation for a healthy marriage. I am not suggesting that all such dating couples will end up marrying each other. I am suggesting that a healthy dating relationship will enable them to answer the question to marry or not to marry more wisely. Therefore, let's turn our attention to those factors that characterize this type of dating relationship. Healthy dating relationships will focus on getting to know each other. This is really what serious dating is all about. The human psyche is a complex combination of heredity and environment. What you see on the outside is not necessarily what you will discover on the inside. This process of discovery requires a high level of honesty on the part of both individuals. In the early stages of dating, we tend to put our best foot forward. That is, we strive to make a good impression. But that is not the attitude which leads to a healthy dating relationship. Every individual has a unique history. That history has brought you to where you are today. We cannot know each other without sharing our histories. This means that we must be willing to share our failures as well as our successes. One young man said to me in the counseling office, "I'm afraid to tell her that I was in a youth detention facility for 3 months for shoplifting when I was 16 years old. I'm afraid if she knows that, she will stop dating me." "How long do you wish to hide this information?" I asked. "Until you are engaged or until you are married." "I guess that wouldn't be fair, would it?" he responded. To build a relationship upon deception or hidden truth is to sabotage the relationship. By nature, we are quick to share our successes, for they make us look good. We are more hesitant to share our failures because even we are hurt by the memories. Yet healthy dating relationships are built upon truth. There are two areas in which honesty is often extremely difficult. One is in sharing our sexual history, and the other is in sharing our financial history. However, I strongly urge couples in a serious dating relationship to reveal these areas of life. Part of my motivation in encouraging them to do so is that these are the two areas that often cause the most conflict in marriage. To enter marriage without revealing these two aspects of who we are is unfair to our partner and to ourselves. Recently, a young lady said to me, "My dating partner has shared with me that he has been sexually active with three other girls over the past 8 years. I must confess, I found this very difficult to deal with. In fact, I'm still trying to deal with it, but I'm so grateful that he shared the truth with me. Had I found out about it after we were engaged or married, I think I would have felt betrayed." I think she was exactly right, and he was extremely wise in sharing the truth. Simply because something is hard to deal with does not mean it should be ignored. Real life has to do with dealing with hard issues. Learning how to do this while dating prepares you for a healthy marriage in the future.